NatServ digital platforms. You can now use your NatServ mobile app for your transactions by simply downloading the app from the App Store. With our internet banking, you can transact from anywhere at any time. Use our NatServ wallet to send money to any mobile number in Zambia. Transfer money with ease to and from any other bank or mobile money services. Just like that, we are connected. Go cashless with NatServ. NatServ, your bank.
977 News.
Patriotic Front Copper Belt Provincial Chairman Steady Mwale has resigned from his position and left the party, citing disagreements over the handling of members of parliament from his province. Human Rights Commission, HRC, has urged government agencies to act swiftly whenever the country suffers environmental rights violations. And in international news, European Union leaders have struck a deal to give Ukraine a $105 billion United States dollar loan after failing to agree on using frozen Russian assets.
977 News.
Thank you for joining us. You are listening to the 977 Evening News with the news in detail. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. Patriotic Front Copper Belt Provincial Chairman Mwale has resigned from his position and left the party, citing disagreements over the handling of members of parliament from his province. Steady, who has been a party member since 2001 and served on the Central Committee, announced his resignation this morning, stating he cannot support the expulsion of MPs without provincial consultation. The outgoing chairman says the expulsions were carried out without following the party constitution, which requires members to be given an opportunity to respond to allegations before disciplinary action is taken. Steady has also criticized what he describes as Central Committee decisions being made without full consultation with party officials learning about them through the media. He has extended an invitation to the suspended and expelled MPs to meet with him to discuss their next course of action, saying he will reflect with his family before announcing his way forward in the coming days.
977 News.
Leader of the United Prosperous Party, Charles Chanda, has raised concern over the Electoral Commission of Zambia's ECZ readiness to hold the 2026 general elections. This follows the recent passing and signing of Bill 7 of 2025 into law. Chanda has emphasized that the bill includes crucial changes, particularly the delimitation of constituencies. He explains that this process means the voters' register must be cleaned and realigned to reflect the new constituencies. He has further expressed worry about the timeline for the upcoming elections, stating that ECZ has not provided a proper roadmap for the elections, leaving citizens anxious about how things will unfold. Chanda notes that such uncertainty is troubling for a democratic process.
977 News.
In other news, government says responsible reporting by the media promotes transparency and strengthens democratic governance. Speaking at the award ceremony for journalists by the Agriculture and Commercial Show Society, Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwitwa says coverage agriculture matters is particularly important as it showcases innovation, investment opportunities and the resilience of agriculture and commercial centers. By communifying these stories, Mwitwa says the media helps to stimulate economic growth, encourage participation and highlight opportunities that contribute to national prosperity. And Mwitwa says government recognizes the media as a key partner in development, which should operate freely while upholding ethical standards.
977 News.
In more news, the Human Rights Commission, HRC, has urged government agencies to act swiftly whenever the country suffers environmental rights violations. HRC Director of Research and Planning, Foster Hamuyube, says the government has an obligation to protect citizens against violations of human rights. Hamuyube articulated the interesting connection between environmental integrity and the fulfillment of fundamental human rights. He emphasized that environmental protection constitutes a core human rights obligation. The director elaborated on the establishment human rights architecture, wherein the state bears the primary duty to protect, respect, and fulfill rights. He noted, however, that this framework is evolving under contemporary pressures. You are listening to the 977 Evening News. Coming up, business news.
Credible, accurate business news.
And in business Business News, five employees of the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, in Monze Southern Province and Mumbwa Central Province have been arrested for alleged forgery involving maize supply documents. Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, spokesperson Alan Tamba confirmed the arrest, stating that the suspects are accused of forging documents purporting the supply of FRA maize to the Zambia National Service, ZNS, between April 1st, 2024 and December 10th, 2025. Tamba revealed that the forged documents claimed 1,311 bags of maize had been supplied to ZNS when, in fact, no such delivery was made. The maize involved is valued at over 772,000 kwacha. The suspects have been identified as Pamela Hanyati, 44, Florida Banda, 44, Falesi Banda, 41, Jimmy Gomile, 35, and Gavin Hambulo, 34. Investigations are ongoing to establish the full extent of the alleged fraud. Coming up, international news.
The 977 International News.
And in international news, European Union leaders have struck a deal to give Ukraine a $105 billion US loan after failing to agree on using frozen Russian assets. Zelensky says the support truly strengthens our resilience after he had urged leaders to use the Russian funds valued at 210 billion euros. Meanwhile, Putin, at his marathon end-of-year address, accuses Kyiv of refusing to end this conflict. Belgium, where most of Moscow's assets are held, has refused to unlock the cash without assurances that it would be protected in case the Kremlin decided to sue. You're still listening to the 977 Evening News. Coming up next, sports news.
977 Sports News.
And in sports news, ZESCO United will face Kansanshi Dynamos this afternoon in a rescheduled Week 12 MTN Super League fixture at the Levi Mwanawasa Stadium, with kickoff set for 15 hours. Ahead of the encounter, Kansanshi Dynamos coach Mohamed Fati said his side is eager to secure a win after their one-on-one draw against Green Buffaloes in the previous match. He noted that the clash with ZESCO United will be a different ball game, but expressed confidence that his players and the technical staff are working hard to revive the club's fortunes and pick up maximum points on the road. Heading into the fixture, ZESCO United sit 11th on the log with 15 points from 12 games, while Kansanshi Dynamos are 15th with 11 points from 13 matches. The match is expected to be a crucial test for both sides as they seek to climb the table. That item brings us to the end of the news, but before we go, let's take a look at stories that made headlines.
977 News.
Patriotic Front Copperbelt Provincial Chairman Steady Mwale has resigned from his position and left the party, citing disagreements over the handling of members of parliament from his province. Human Rights Commission, HRC, has urged government agencies to act swiftly whenever the country suffers environmental rights violations. And in international news, European Union leaders have struck a deal to give Ukraine a $105 billion US loan after failing to agree on using frozen Russian assets. Thank you for joining us. That is all we had for you this evening. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. Good evening and God bless.
977 News.
Welcome to NetServe Digital Platforms. You can now use your NetServe mobile app for your transactions by simply downloading the app from the App Store. With our internet banking, you can transact from anywhere at any time. Use our NetServe wallet to send money to any mobile number in Zambia. Transfer money with ease to and from any other bank or mobile money services. Just like that, we are connected. Go cashless with NetServe. NetServe. Your bank.
Home of Great Radio. Isaka Radio, 977 FM.
We are the best when it comes to music. Great shows. Diverse personalities. The very best and intellect when it comes to news, programs, talk shows. There is no other radio station like this. This is
I'm a little stuck up, let's be trapped in.